Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight, we continue our discussion with step six, being in the present moment, with our emphasis being on how focus increases when you live in the present moment. And with us tonight, we have Terry Sayer. Yay! She made it tonight. And, of course, me, Kelly Fox. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
Well, I'm trying to be present. I've been feeling a little under the weather, so I've been in bed most of the day. But I'm excited to be here and to be present for this half an hour. And then I'm going to go back to bed.
Sounds good. Yeah, we've been cycling through a cough in our house. And so I think everybody's had it now. And hopefully it will leave.
Yep. Well, I think they gave it to me when I spent the weekend with you. And
that's a possibility.
And a grandma, you get to spread it, spread everything around. Because it's great fun to be with the kids. I enjoy that so much.
Yeah, they enjoy you.
Yeah.
So, talking about tonight with present moment, I know last week. I was talking a lot because I was doing the whole thing by myself. But anyways, we talked a lot about intuition, and we talked about how intuition can help us. And now we're talking about when we're listening to that intuition, we can gain clarity and focus. So, Terry, is there a moment that you can share with us where you found that to be true?
Well, I think that living in the present moment, the difficulty comes when we realize that we have to face each moment honestly and not clutter it with what might happen or what did happen, but what we're doing at the moment. And being in the moment helps you to be more aware of, I think we were going to talk a little bit about our senses and how we can be more aware of what we see, hear, smell, feel, and touch if we're living in the present moment than if we're living in the past or we're looking forward to something that hasn't happened yet, so a future moment. So that real opportunity or that real, you know, awareness that we really are going to be honest and defenseless in that moment because we're vulnerable. And vulnerability for many of us is a risk-taking experience. We're out of our comfort zone. We're not in control. We're not clouding our present moment with past experiences or what happened before. Oh, we can't do that because this happened before. Or, oops, I can't take that risk because I don't know what'll happen in the future. So it just, I think it's a way to really connect with what's around you at the moment. So your environment, your circumstances, to just really connect. And one of the exercises that we've done in the past around this present moment is called the Five Senses exercise, where you look around and you see, what am I seeing right now? So right now, not clouded by any previous experiences or any wishes or hopes or dreams. And what am I hearing right now? What am I tasting right now? What am I smelling right now? And what textures am I feeling right now? And I think of, I've had a problem over the past 10 or so, well, I guess almost 20 years now, of falling asleep on the couch, which is not really good for my posture. It's not the best support for my back or my neck when I'm sleeping. But I just, ever since my husband died, I think for the first 3 or 4 years I slept on the couch because it gave me this confined space to sleep in and I didn't feel like I was alone. And then it just became a habit. So now I, when it's time to go to bed, I try to stay right in the present moment, which is the really comfortable bed that I have and the warm, nice comforter that I have and the feeling I get when I fall in bed between the cool sheets and that I have this silk comforter that I bought in China. And when I pull that up, it's just amazing feeling. And if I can stay in that moment, I'm so relaxed and I'm so happy to be in my bed that I just never think of wanting to sleep on the couch again. So that it's being in that present moment. What does this feel like? And it's a wonderful feeling. And it's a present feeling in the moment. And it's not the past, not the future. It's a present moment. And it allows me then to sleep much better, which fuels my intention to be a healthy person who drinks enough water and gets enough sleep and exercises. So I think your senses can raise your awareness of how amazing each moment is and being able to be there in the present. And that's not a situation where there's vulnerability or you're taking a risk, but it's a point where you're recognizing the present moment and you're appreciating the present moment and it's helping you to make good choices.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the gifts of a present moment. It just allows you to focus on, you know, where you are and the good things in the moment, you know, to be able to count your blessings or count the lesson that you're learning in that present moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's one thing that my gratitudes and my acknowledgments do for me is that I have to think, okay, what is happening right now? You know, what happened today? Or, you know, what's happening in this moment that I can be grateful for? And it brings me into, like, today and not worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow or what happened yesterday. And, just giving myself credit for today and saying, you know, being grateful for the things that I have today. And that's definitely something that I feel helps with bringing me into the present moment. At least once a day I do, you know, I do that. I sit down and I write those out. And my kids are really, really support me in living in the present moment as well, because that's all they think about. They only think about what's happening right now. And so they definitely support me living in the now, and their smiley little faces, and you know they just want your attention, and they tell you some of the funniest stories, and they just they want to just be with you and stuff, and so that really supports me as well. But I think also as you let go of the past, as you forgive yourself, as you you move on from the past, and as you let go of the future, and let what's going to be, and let go of that worry and that the stress of the unknown. That leaves so much more space then that you have in your day and your thought process for the here and the now. And I think that leads towards, you being able to become more clear on what it is that you want. What is your focus for, moving forward? And both of us have the focus that we're working on this, for this 12 months with you and with the 12 Steps of Freedom. And, when you let go of, because my focus is, clearing my space and just having the things that I love and, minimizing the things that we have and just, getting down to a space that supports us and holds us and feeds us and energetically and spiritually. When I'm not worrying about yesterday and I'm not worried about tomorrow, I have room in the space of my head to think about how to move this effort forward. So not only am I decluttering my home, but I'm decluttering my brain. And there's space to think about, okay, you know, where's the next thing I want to do? Do I love this item? No. Okay, well, could I repurpose it? Or can I give it to this person? Or, you know, can I just throw it away? You know, or with, you know, with you, with your business, it leaves space for those ideas to percolate and grow and mature into the things that you want to do when you're not being cluttered by all the other things. And so I think once we have that focus, then we can start making those steps forward. We can start setting those goals. We can set that intention. We can, you know, we know what we need to do in order to move forward in freedom with these goals and intentions that we've set for ourselves and really start to live that life that we're wanting to live and moving towards that person who we want to be. And so I think that, you know, living in the present moment is a huge way of being able to just really get clear and you know, with all the other things that we've talked about already and with all the things that we will talk about in the future, stepwise, you can use all those tools to then move forward even further.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think another way to look at it is to count the costs and the benefits of not being present. You know, what are the costs of not being present? What are the costs of being in the past or being in trying to be in the future? Because what we want to do is have this living in what is become effortless for us, to be that opportunity to have the space. You know, this is what it is. This is my opportunity today. This is where I can risk. This is where I can stretch. This is where I can have compassion. This is where I can practice acknowledging my feelings and acting on my commitments. You know, this is where I can reframe my language. I can ask myself that question, is it true or am I making it up right in this moment? And I think when we can change from thinking of let go of what should be, you know, what we should be, mm-hmm. When I hear people say should, it just always triggers me to think, no, what could it be or what is it? What is it? Mm-hmm. You know, living not should be, but embracing the what is. And you know, when we've given up that promise of the future, what should happen, then we can live life right now and live mm-hmm. in the present. We can access that intuition that you talked about all by yourself last week. And mm-hmm. we can access that intuition and be clear, then our focus can be increased. So I think this is really an important step that's part of the process that we can practice. And practice is what we can do. We can be willing to practice living in the now, living mm-hmm. what is, not what should be or what was. And as we can become more effortless in doing that, that can be our way of processing, then we can really live, you know, just really live for now and mm-hmm. live every moment. I mean, because really, in reality, each moment we have could be our last moment. And so embracing it and living it to the fullest and taking risks and having compassion and serving others, you know, whatever your intention is, living that intention in that moment and knowing that everything is going to work for your benefit. Everything will work for you when you're living in the present. Mm-hmm. And you're either have great positive blessings or you'll have great opportunities to learn and to progress. And in my faith system, that's why we're here on the earth, is to learn to progress and to become more able to live in the present moment and to serve others. And that's my focus, is to be, in my faith system, Jesus Christ is my example. So to be more like him, I mean, it doesn't matter what your faith system is. Most every religion has a really central figure that taught peace and kindness and love. And if you're emulating that figure, that exemplar in your life of peace, harmony, and love, then living in the moment under those conditions with compassion for yourself and others is going to help you to be more of service, if that's your intention. So having clarity about your intention and living that intention in the moment really helps you to progress. And it's that progression that you can have gratitude for and that processing that brings you to the realization that you are moving forward in your journey. And taking a moment to learn and to be grateful. And that attitude makes a huge difference on how you interact with other people, how you interact with your own, with yourself, how you love yourself, how you have compassion for yourself, and then how you are non-judgmental with other people and you are compassionate and empathetic. And you can be of service by being an example of those qualities that you are emulating. So I think being in the present moment takes practice. And for me, it's a process of learning to let go of the past and to not hang on what's going to happen next, but the process of living in the present moment. And it's a very nurturing place to be. Sometimes it's a fearful place to be because you're risking and you're outside of your comfort zone, but at the same time, you're feeling that nurturing, you know, you're acknowledging your feelings, you're allowing to process those feelings, and then you're gaining clarity on your commitment and focus and acting on that commitment and focus, which is another set of that, you know, Rhonda Britton talks about, the four A's. So all of these strategies that we've kind of talked about, they all fit every one of these steps. It's just, you know, for us, it's how we're processing. And I think each person's journey is different in how they process this information. But the goal is to have focus so that your focus is increased and you're able to be clear on what it is you want and then take those steps to achieve what you want. And for every person, that's different. Right now, we've set a focus for our work together. That there are other opportunities, you know, other times in our life right now where we have other focuses that we're working on as well simultaneously. But for this time that we're working together, we have a clear focus. And I know just going to Kelly's home, I'm up there frequently, and I can just feel the difference in her home and in her ability to feel more in the moment within her home. And so I've been able to be privy to that transformation, that space she's provided for herself that's giving her more peace and more happiness and less agitation in her environment. So I'm really proud of her.
Thanks. I get to see you as well with the building of your business, and you're just doing amazing things, and I can just see how everything's just falling into place for you as you go out and take these risks and put yourself out there and let people know what you can do and how you can support them. And I'm just really excited for where you're going, and it's very cool to watch as well.
Well, thank you. This is the mutual admiration of our program.
Yeah. And I think that with the present moment, that's something that I definitely, it's definitely a challenge for me. And because I'm a planner, I like to plan. I like to know what's going to happen. And so that I feel like I'm prepared. And I think that in a lot of cases that I can prepare, and it's good to prepare, so that, you know, the situations go easier and better, and, you know, I've set myself up for success and sort of thing. But with the things that I don't have power over and I don't control, those things, then it just becomes I'm worrying about them and I'm obsessing over them and I'm, you know, planning for something that may not even happen or I don't even need to do. And it's when I get into moments like that where, you know, I can choose to, you know, take a breath and say, okay, what about this is so important to me and how can I make it, where is my power in it? And where can I make choices that can affect this right now. Because my husband and I, you know, we'll talk about, oh, well, when, because we've been talking about moving to Seattle. And we have this whole picture of how people live in Seattle. I have no idea if it's true or not. I've never even been there. But we have this picture of how our life is going to be. You know, we'll take hikes and we'll ride our bikes and, you know, we'll do this and we'll do that. But those are all things that we could do right now living here in Fresno. And but we would always say, oh, well, when we move, then we'll start to have that lifestyle. And then, you know, but we're not any closer to moving than we were 2 years ago. So, you know, I'll get frustrated and I'll get irritated and all of those expectation feelings. But we could live that lifestyle now. And so we've reevaluated, okay, well, what are things that we could do now? So we'll go on walks as a family, or the kids all got bikes for Christmas from Jay's mom and grandma. And so, you know, they all learned how to ride bikes. And now that it's getting warmer here in California, that is, you know, they're starting to ride their bikes again, and you know, we're already starting to create that kind of lifestyle that we want to have. And because we can have it wherever we are. And so it was kind of like that shift in our mindset of, we don't need to wait until we move here or move there. We can create the lifestyle we want wherever we are. And so, like, that's really helped us. And, you know, because we're kind of like, we kind of are the waiters. Like, we'll wait until this happens, or we'll wait until that happens, and then we can have this life that we want. But there's definitely things that we can have now that we don't have to wait for. And it's just a matter of prioritizing and making them happen. Do we really want those things, or are those things that we're just telling ourselves we want, or we think we should want? Or are they things that we really do want? And if they are, then how can we make them happen now? What do we have control over? And so that's another way that, you know, living in the present moment can really help you to focus and clarify what it is that you really want, and can, you know, propel you forward with creating that lifestyle that you want right now, and not waiting until, you know, you get that new job, or you get that raise, or you do this or you do that, that you can have it, or you can have aspects of it at least now, the things that are important to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's really, I think that's a really big step in your, under, you know, for you guys, because you do a lot of really fun things with the kids, and I think the kids, it helps them to live in the present moment as well, so they're not looking forward to when this happens or when that happens. They just realize that you can make the best of what you have, you know, in the time that you're in, and that's right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, my kids do, though. I can tell that I've, because we've moved a lot as a family, and, you know, they'll already say, oh, well, when we, in our next house, we'll do this. You know, when we move here, we'll do this. So it's already started to kind of blend over into their vocabulary too. So it's definitely important to us that we stop doing that and we start living now, you know. And so we've said things, you know, like, well, things that we have control over, like some of the things they say, you know, is, I want to paint my room pink. Well, we're renting, so we can't paint the room pink. But there's ways that we can bring pink into the room, you know. And so it's like, okay, well, let's not say, well, when we move to Seattle, let's do this. How can we make that, if that's important to you, how can we make that happen here? And then you can continue if we move, you know, wherever we move as well. But yeah, so we've already seen it start, our vocabulary to get picked up by them. And so we definitely want to support them in living, you know, in the now. And stuff, but I think it's also cool that my kids are just so up for an adventure, which is, you know, maybe something positive that's come out of the fact that we've moved so many times. But yeah, we're definitely becoming more aware of our vocabulary and the things that we say and how we can shift that and make it more, us living in the now.
Yeah, I think that's great. And that's where you can work together with your spouse or with whomever your whoever your team is to help you, support you in your work, is to call each other on your vocabulary and help each other to be aware of what words you're using and how those affect not only you, but those around you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good example of that.
Yeah, it's always important to be mindful and aware of your vocabulary and to be willing and to know how to shift it to something else that's more supportive. We talked about you're not able to just throw away that broken record or those negative thoughts or those bad habits. You can't just throw them away. You have to replace them with something else. You have to have a positive things you can say to yourself or positive ways of shifting, like we've given you certain words you can shift instead of saying, I have to, say I choose to. So having a replacement already in your mind so that when you catch yourself, you can shift it in that moment and re-say it and really teach yourself how to say it differently, because when you're saying it differently, you'll start to think of it differently and feel it differently, and your whole attitude around it will shift, not just the words you're saying.
Yeah. I know there's a definite feeling that goes with those, with words, with either words that are self-affirming or words that are self-defeating, and there's definitely a feeling that goes with those. I can feel a difference in my body when I say I choose, or I say I have to. When I say I have to, I just automatically start figuring out how I don't have to do it.
Yeah, you start procrastinating, or all of a sudden something else is so much more important, and you have to do it right now.
I think our
language is definitely very important.
Yeah,
we have just over a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think strategies we've talked about in several of our conversations of how it's one of those strategies that crosses over into almost every different step, and that is to watch your language and then to reframe your language so that it's supporting you. And when you're more clear, because you're living in the present, then you're going to be more able to reframe that language so that it makes sense with what you're focusing on at the moment.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, next week we're going to be talking about no longer avoiding loss. So living in that moment and loving whatever is going on in that moment and not, neglecting yourself opportunities because you might not be able to keep them forever, but just loving and appreciating the people in your life, the opportunities, the moments, the experiences in your life as they're there, and not avoiding opportunities or people because you're afraid of them not always being there. So that'll definitely be a good topic to talk about. Anything you want to say, Terry?
Well, no, just wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Be sure you wear green.
Yes,
so
yes.
Nobody
Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes. And thank you so much for joining us. We're happy to have you with us on this journey to freedom. And we'll see you next week.
Good night.